Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 2nd of November, recording at 7:19 p.m., and that's GMT. Okay, first the highlights. The stock market recovery continues. We saw more gains in Asia. Incidentally, one of the wallflowers there over the last year and three quarters, Thailand had a good upward dynamic yesterday and some nice follow-through in here today. But the powerhouses in those Asian markets currently are Japan, and I don't think Korea is going to be all that far behind. Okay, looking elsewhere, Europe down early in the day, picked up later on, with some modest gains more often than not. And Wall Street's putting in a pretty good performance here right now. So again, further follow through there. Okay, government bonds, bit soft. You know, I don't like that sector. And also in precious metals, bit of a bounce here today because the dollar is down. Dollar index backing away from that 90 level. The biggest gain among the precious metals looks like platinum, and oil, natural gas, drifting in here today. Okay, let's go back to the stock markets, and I think that there's no doubt that the technical evidence that we've seen so far, that those upward dynamics that Wall Street was starting to get in the middle of October, I said they had established a floor of at least near-term significance. That's still the case, but the follow-through has been good. Now, that does put stock markets on course for what I had described as my best case scenario, which is that we have a firm tone through the end of the year and into the first quarter of 2006. And thereafter, I think we're likely to see danger, not least because of the rising interest rate cycle that is taking place, and also the second year of a U.S. presidential cycle, so on, also being the worst year overall. And there are plenty of other factors, as you know, valuations again pushed up a bit. It'd be difficult for companies to sustain the corporate profits growth that we've seen, which has been excellent over the last couple of years. Okay. So, how does one actually play it? Well, I have held on to all of my longs, which are overwhelmingly in resources, stocks and funds, and in Asian funds. Now, I do have some hedge positions. I said yesterday that I'd be covering those today, and I didn't. I should have. One of the reasons why I didn't is that I was out pretty much all day, and when I had checked in with what was going on, the markets were down, and so I thought, well, no great pressure, but that was foolish. Should have done it then and there, but wasn't in a position to, and then they closed stronger. But I don't want to be holding on to these hedge positions, and we'll almost certainly come out of them tomorrow. I think they're unnecessary at this stage. Although it must be said, these markets, this bull looks very, very tired. I was interested to see that Robin Griffiths, in his excellent report, which I posted today, shares that view. And in the subscribers library, I picked up that Dow Jones World Stock Index chart, and you can see the gradual loss of upward momentum. You can see I posted the weekly chart, and you can see a rising wedge characteristic that I don't like. That suggests that trouble lies ahead, but not immediately in here. So how do we actually play it? What would be a good way to play it in these markets? Well, I think that if we get this window of opportunity through the rest of this year and into the first quarter, that again, although it's late in the cycle, one could have some long positions or some to justify some new long positions to participate in that and certainly retain what you have. But as indices get back up towards their highs, let alone move higher, I would treat that's the strength that we see particularly as an opportunity to lighten positions overall. Now, whether you lighten them or whether I lighten them in my core favorite areas is another matter. I probably wouldn't, but I would be looking for another opportunity myself, because my preferred strategy really is to put on asymmetrical hedge shorts, although they certainly haven't done me any favors when I've done that this year so far, which I'll put down to duff timing on the shorts, in addition to the primary trends. But at some stage, that really ought to pay off handsomely. But hopefully, we have a few weeks and perhaps months before we need to come to grips with those tactics. Now, what else to mention in here? These government bonds, bottom line, as far as I'm concerned, they will not put on a significant rally unless we see a panicky sell-off, or until we see sort of a panicky sell-off in the stock market. And all they did was steady a bit during the last sell-off. If we were to see a sell-off that really gained momentum, then people would start talking about slowing down of economic activity and possible recession and so on. That would help the bonds. But the big theme out there for bonds is stagflation. And we are also in a late stage of top development in government bond prices, therefore bottom formation development on government long-dated bond yields. Currencies, this US dollar, a lot of people are saying, and I noticed Robin Griffiths was making this point, that well, he's bullish of the dollar, feeling that it will break up out of this range. It could, but I'm more skeptical about this. The reason given is, of course, that US interest rates are rising faster than interest rates anywhere else. That's US short-term interest rates. And that is true, but first, I think that's already priced into the market, which is a discounting mechanism. And I also have a hunch, I have absolutely no inside information on this, but I have a hunch that Greenspan, and I mentioned this before, that Greenspan and Bernanke may do some sort of joint comment, or Greenspan may mention that he's discussed with Bernanke as possibility that they may well decide to say that they're virtually there, or they are there, they've reached a neutral level after two more increases, with one in December and one in January, which would take the federal funds rate to 4.5%. That's just a guess on my part, obviously, but as I've already said, it wouldn't surprise me. Otherwise, Bernanke's in a position where he can't really back away from Greenspan's policy without looking like a wimp on inflation. Now, on the other hand, if they have discussed all this and both are agreed, or Bernanke at least is feels that no, the U.S. economy is sufficiently strong so that he absolutely must take interest rates up further in the short term, then of course I'll be wrong in that hunch, and the rates will go higher. But even in that event, a lot of that is already discounted. And there is also, of course, talk that the ECB will be raising rates. So, but overall, in terms of this US dollar, I will not be forecasting any higher levels for the US dollar unless I see the dollar index break decisively through this ceiling that we've been seeing, a little above the 90 level, and it's down a bit in here today, back below 90 today. Okay, moving on to the precious metals. Well, gold and silver just above where I had sold out yesterday. I think it did get a bit of a bounce today. You could say we had a downside failure on the gold chart, just nudged below that 460 level and pushed back up. Now, I remain a huge bull of these markets over the medium to longer term. And my only concern was that if we had jittery markets in here, and we certainly have seen jittery markets, that we may well get a bit more choppy action in here with people becoming more risk averse and so on. That's probably an overreaction, and so I don't want you to read too much into my cutting back my positions. Let's just say, and I said this yesterday, but a point I want to repeat is that my leveraged speculations in silver and gold were quite large relative to what I normally carry, and they did not break up out of the range. And if they're going to mess around a little bit more, it would be prudent for me to have somewhat less exposure. But as I say, I'm hugely bullish of those. And I still have my platinum, of course, and I still have some gold, not an inconsiderable gold position, and I still have a not inconsiderable silver position. Okay, these oil and natural gas contracts, well, we're still in this medium-term corrective phase. I don't see any reason, I don't see any evidence that that's over, and that's why I don't really share that Citigroup opinion that these shares are a screaming buy, although firm Wall Street would hold them up for a while longer. And that's pretty much it in terms of the highlights, except say industrial metals all up in here today. They fell yesterday in line with the precious metals, but have recovered their nerve quite quickly. Okay, folks, all the best.